Tom, you know, the Affordable Care Act, sometimes referred to as Obamacare, it is back under the microscope, this time at the Supreme Court. Oral arguments begin. Let's get the latest, Tom. We can do that with Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter Lydia Wheeler. Lydia, tell us what's going on at the Supreme Court with Obamacare today.
Well, thanks for having me. So the Supreme Court will hear arguments at 10 o'clock this morning in this case challenging the constitutionality of the law. And what's interesting here is Democrats failed to secure a Senate majority in last week's election, which means that the Supreme Court will likely have the final word on whether this law lives or dies.
Do we have any sense here? I mean, I guess obviously we have a 6-3 conservative leaning in the court. Is there any sense within the folks that watch the Supreme Court closely how they may move going forward?
Right. So no one that I've talked to thinks that there are actually five votes on the court to toss out the whole entire thing. That's even with the court's newly strengthened conservative majority. You have Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They actually expressed reluctance last term to toss out an entire statute just because one part is unconstitutional. In a ruling on a federal robocall law last year, Kavanaugh actually said that the constitutional litigation is not a gotcha game against Congress where litigants can ride a discrete constitutional flaw in a statute to take down the whole otherwise constitutional law.
I mean, Lydia, I read about this weekend, and I got to be honest, a lot of it went in one ear and out the other ear. I mean, I really tried, Lydia, to figure out your wonderful world of complexity here. Am I right that this was like one little itty-bitty thing that I believe it was a Texas court changed, and somebody's asking the Supreme Court of the United States to throw the baby out with the bathwater because of one little tweak? Is that close?
That's right. That's right. You've got it almost right. So this whole lawsuit almost was sparked by a change that Congress made to the Affordable Care Act in 2017. That was in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Yeah.
Congress they dropped the tax penalty in the individual mandate, which is a provision in the law that says that everyone has to buy insurance or pay
right.
a tax penalty. They dropped that tax penalty to zero, and that was what sparked a group of Republican states led by Texas to bring this challenge, because they say that provision is no longer a valid exercise of Congress's taxing power, and that it now an unconstitutional command.
Okay, somebody just drove off the road on the New Jersey Turnpike. Just stop it. Garden City Parkway. Just stop it. Lydia, has this ever happened before? Have we ever asked our Supreme Court to throw out a whole body of law because of some technicality in a secondary act?
That's actually, you know, they actually had two cases last term that had nothing to do with healthcare, but that challenged, you know, one provision of a law and threatened to wipe out, you know, an entire structure here.
Tell us.
If you look at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, you know, that was one case last term where they just decided to, you know, they said that the, you know, provisions where you can remove a director, those were unconstitutional, but they didn't want to wipe out the whole CFPB here. So, you know, they've done this before, and they usually, you know, the justices usually side with you know, the less destructive route here. You know, Chief Justice John Roberts in that case actually said we should use a scalpel instead of a bulldozer to kind of write these unconstitutional provisions.
Lydia, what's the sense of timing here for these arguments and an eventual decision?
Right. So today the arguments will start at 10 o'clock and they'll go on for 80 minutes, probably a little bit longer. You know, you have the Republican-led states here arguing the case. The Trump administration with the Department of Justice is backing them. So they're going to also be part of the arguments today. Then you have on the other side a group of Democratic-controlled states led by California. They're arguing to save the law. They are backed by the Democratic-led House of Representatives. So they will all be arguing today. I don't expect to see a decision in this case until June at the earliest. You know, the Supreme Court tends to save its best for last. And so we likely aren't going to get a decision until the very end of the term.
Lydia, brilliant. I have no idea what you said. Lydia Wheeler, thank you.
I read that article today probably three or four times, Tom, and I I still don't get it, but I understand the bigger picture here. But boy, the individual mandates and the tax implications, I'm just going to assume that the folks this morning that are arguing the case know fully well what's going on.
And this is why Lydia Wheeler's work is so important.
That's
Bloomberg
right.
Law, healthcare, they have the courage to get into the minutiae on this that we do not. Lydia, thank you so much. I think I learned a lot there. Paul, what did I learn yesterday? I looked for an entry point. And I don't, right now I got red and green on the screen. Does that signal my entry point?
I think you might have missed it yesterday, so
we'll
have to wait a little bit, Tom, so you can sit on your cash pile and you know, look for another entry point. But maybe on some of these tech names that are getting sold off, that maybe you got a little bit of a position here. But yeah, it's a little bit of a rotation that we're seeing here. And the question is it premature? But a lot of folks signaled yesterday that they see some light at the end of that tunnel.
Did you see J.P. Morgan yesterday?
I did.
What's it take to move a stock 15% at the peak?
And a you know, a huge market cap. But, I mean, I guess you're talking about, gee, can I get any steepening of the yield curve? Can I get any interest income coming out of my business? And I think that's what investors were looking at.